That's a long saw, about as long as from here to my heater, and there's a handle on this end and a handle on that end, and a man to get on this end and a man to get on that end, and they'd saw that tree down. Yeah, they didn't have power saws and things like that then. And then, of course, you have little hand saws, you know what a little hand saw is.
Yeah.
But I doubt if you've ever seen a crosscut saw.
I've seen one hanging over somebody's door or something.
Yeah, because you don't see, it has been years and years since I've seen a crosscut saw.
They got huge teeth on them, too.
Yeah, Oh, but about that wide. But they would cut a tree down. Oh, and way back then they used to have log rolling. Have you heard about that, all that?
No, no.
The thing, all this, when you live in these little communities, they would have, maybe an acre of land, and you wanted to turn that piece of land into a garden, or plant something on it. You would, all these people in the community would come, and they would all bring food, and everything, and they would go out all day and cut on this, that you would already have it cut down, and then they would roll. They would have long sticks, and they would roll all these logs off of that was called log rolling.
And they did it just for favor?
They did things like that. In little communities would do that, you know, for each other. It was just, they did a lot of that back in those days. Like a man wanted to paint his house. The neighbors would all come in, and then the next man wanted to paint his house. They would all, the outside, you know, because you did the interior usually yourself, like you wanted it in the colors and different things. But back in those days, they did a lot of that.
Same thing with barns, if somebody just wanted to
Build a barn and a fence around your pasture and things like that. They did things like that. They helped people. And if there was a lady that was left a widow, well, she never had to hire anything done.
Oh, that's really nice.
They did everything for her. They just go in and just do, you know, everything for her. Like, say, her husband died maybe in the middle of the summer. Right in the middle of the farming season.
Yeah.
Well, then they would just finish the crop for and harvest it and do everything.
That is really
super nice. And in the winter, get all of the wood, cut all of the wood and everything. And it was just amazing how people did things for each other back in those days. And now people are for self alone.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that's wrong with the world. They don't think enough of that. I told people don't love anymore like they used to. Until you're left alone, you don't realize what it means. And, of course, I see my children and my son worships the ground I walk on. But it's different. I go for weeks that I don't get to see him. I talk to him every night. But she and I was talking the other day, and I said, we were talking about the way things were, people not loving each other, and no neighbors, we used to, when we lived out in the country, we had neighbors, what you call neighbors, you know, people were real neighbors.
Real neighbors,
they were neighborly, they were, they just, you know, and it just meant a lot to you. We right here in this four houses on this street, and this, maybe we go for a week that we don't speak to anyone, but just she and I mean, as far as the people on the street, unless we are out when they're going and coming from, they all were. The young couple next door teaches, and the one next to the post office, she works out that leaves. And unless we're out in the yard, and in the summertime, we go for weeks that we don't see them. You don't have, there's not